This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, June 4th. God's word for you today is Bear in Mind. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 84, verse 6 to 7. And it says, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. From today's anchor scripture, it is clear that we will go through valleys. There are different kinds of valleys, but these four we have highlighted in the past few days are guaranteed valleys. In the name of Jesus, we will go from strength to strength to strength until we show up before God in Zion. Valleys and difficulties are supposed to make us mature, grow stronger, and build our character. When you stand before God in Zion, God will not care about your clothes, your cars, your career, or your cash. What God cares about is your character. God is going to ask, did you grow from strength to strength when you went through the valley? During the COVID-19 pandemic, a valley that the whole world experienced, did you grow? As we go through Baca, we turn into a place of overflowing waters in the name of Jesus. In the inevitable valleys of life, you need to remember, and this is something that God has been emphasizing in this season, we need to remember and keep remembering who God is. We need to remember that there is a reward that will last forever. The reward of even these tough times will last forever, and I will show you in the Bible. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 17 says, for our present troubles are quite small, and they won't last very long. Yet, they are producing in us an eternal glory that will last forever and is greater than anything we can imagine. This valley you are experiencing will not last very long, but the reward will last forever in the name of Jesus. We also need to remember that God has a good plan, a good purpose, even for the valley. God has a good plan even for the valley. The valley is a tough place to be, but God has a good plan even for the valley. Romans 5 verse 3 to 5 says, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. This hope does not disappoint us, for God has poured out his love into our heart by means of the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us. I like the way Uzziah puts it in Hosea 2 verse 15, which says, I will transform the valley of trouble into a gateway of hope. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will transform every valley of trouble in your life into a gateway of hope. Everything that represents a valley of trouble in your life, God will transform into a gateway of hope in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I rejoice in you who transforms every valley of trouble into a gateway of hope, who transforms every valley into a place of springs. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.